The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Daf Tzadi Zayin, today's daf is being studied. Le'elu Nishmat Marat Zeken Hatiyafa Batzara, ve'elu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenei'am began Eden, amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shinama Moshe Ben Dina. We begin today's daf on Sadi Vav Amud Bet, and we are at the Mishnah. Gazal behema vehizkina. So a guy stole an animal and it aged. Avadim, he stole an Eved Kana'ani vehizkinu, and they aged as well. Mishalem kish'at gezela. So you pay according to the time of the gezela. Logic being, because the change in the animal is considered a shinui. And it's a type of shinui that we're going to see that's not hozer, as the Gemara will point out, and therefore shinui is koneh, therefore the gazlan is koneh the aven and koneh the behemah, he just has to pay kish'at ha-gezela. Rabbi Meir omer ba'avadim omer lo hares shelcha lefanecha. Rabbi Meir says when it comes to avadim, you just say, even though it was his kina, you say here it is, take what it is according to what it is now, because he holds that Eved Kanani is like karka. And just like karka, you cannot steal. Karka ain't an exilit. Every kind is not an exilit. So if you never stole it, bechlal. So therefore, it's not trapped. Shinui is koneh. Shinui is only koneh by a gazlan. But it's not a gezel. Therefore, you give it to him as is. That's shita of Rabbi Meir. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Mishta. Gazal matbeya. You stole a coin. Vinisdak. And it cracked. Okay, that's a shinui, obviously. Perot v'erkibu, stole fruit and they became spoiled, deteriorated. Yayin v'chmitz, you stole wine and it became vinegar. Mishalem kish'at gezela, again this is a shinui, you will koneh the item, you just have to pay according to the time of the theft. Matbeya v'nefsal, you stole a coin and the coin was nefsal, meaning they took it out of the mint, they stopped using the coin in the currency. Terumah v'netmet, terumah, and it became tameh, chametz v'avar alav pesach. Hametz and the Pesach passed it, which we know Hametz Shavala Pesach Asur Bahana'a. Be'ema v'nit'avda ba'avera. A be'ema na'avera was done to it. Either it was went with a man, which is Asur, it was a nirba'at, which becomes Asur, you have to kill the animal. Or let's say it was worshipped for Avodah Zarah. Or Sherif Selah me'al gabeh mizbeyah. Or the animal became, let's say, a ba'almum. And therefore was not ra'uy to be put on a mizbeah as a korban. We're talking about a mum over here, she says that's not nikar. Let's say in the eye or something where it's not noticeable. Or shaitai yotz'ah li sakil. Or because it was now going out to be stoned. Okay? For example, let's say it killed somebody. So therefore the animal now is destined to be stoned. So the deen is, in all these cases, omer lo hares shelcha lefanecha. In all these cases over here, he gives it back as is. The logic is, because this is all a hezek she'eno nikar. All these type of damages are damages, but they're not noticeable. For example, like the classic, hametz avar alav pesach. You can't tell anything happened to the hametz. Just time passed on it, but the hametz itself looks the same. The animal itself now is hayaf sekila, but the other thing intrinsically in the animal itself changed. You're right, it's a hezek, but it's not nikar. Therefore, you pay back as is. You do not have to pay back according to the time of the gezela. Even an animal that became unfit for a korban. The chavra, you caused the guy damage. His animal was ra'uy for a korban. Now it's not ra'uy for a korban anymore. So that she points out, שנפסלה מעל גבי המזבח במום שאינו ניכר פטורים דכל בהמות לב למזבח קיימה. Because not every animal is fit to go onto the מזבח, to start off with. So you can't say, now you took my animal, and you made a mumah on it, and now it's not the oedik abim mizbeah. Who said not every animal to start off with is ra'ui l'gabim mizbeah? And therefore, since rov behemot are not ra'ui for the mizbeah for whatever reason, so therefore you cannot consider that a damage as well. So basically, the last dinim in the Mishnah is all going according to the Shita. It says hezek she'eino nikar, lasha mehezek. Therefore, you pay back according to what it is now. Comes Gemara and says, Amar Papa. Lo iskina, iskina mamash. When it says the Gemara, it says the Mishnah, that the animal became aged, it doesn't mean mamash, old. Ela afilu kahasha. Means even if it became weak. Ve'anan, iskina tenan. What do you mean? It says in the Mishnah, iskina. So it says, kahasha kegon iskina de lo hadar. But yeah, which means it's a type of kihisha, type of weakness that is like old age. Just like old age cannot be reverted, so to this type of kahasha is a type of weakness that cannot be reverted. For example, if the animal got sick to some sort and it'll never get back to its original strength, that's a shinui already. That's a shinui, the ganav gazal is koneh, and therefore he pays kish'at hagezela. So his kina is lavdavka. It means kahasha ke'en his kina, meaning it's an irreversible type of damage. Amale mor kishisha. Bered Rav Chazda le Rav Asher. Mor Keshisha, the son of Rav Chazda, told Rav Asher, Haki ka'am ne mishumet Rabbi Yochanan. This is what I learned in the name, this is what I say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu ganav tale. The na'asa ayil, egil, v'na'asa shor. Na'asa shinui biyado, v'kena'ot. Amach o'machar, shelo to bayach, shelo hu mocher. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that even if you steal an animal, and it just matures by itself, you steal an egil and it becomes a shor. Coming by itself. That's considered a shinui. Therefore, it's koneh b'shinui. Therefore, if he slaughters it or he sells it, shelo tovayach shelo mocheh. If he only has to pay according to the time of the gezlein. He said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar leh lav amina lach. Didn't I tell you? Lo tachalif gabre. Don't switch the names of the rabbis. Ha'u mishemed Rabbi Il'a itmar. That was said in the name of Rabbi Il'a. Not Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara is telling us the story to show us how accurate the Hakamim were when they would quote statements that stand. They wouldn't just say the name. If the name was wrong, the rabbis would hold them to the test. Didn't I tell you always, quote the rabbi's name correctly. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ba'avadim Omer lo hareshelcha lefanecha. Rabbi Meir said that when it comes to Avadim, you come along and say hareshelcha lefanecha, because you know, Avadim is like karka, and if it's just like you can't steal karka, you can't steal Avadim. So if, even though the Avadim became his kinu, doesn't matter. It's like considered a gezelah that you koneh b'shinui. Therefore, you return it to him as is. Amar Rav Hanina bar Avdimi. Amar Rav Halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Interesting. Rav was posek k'Rabbi Meir neged Tanakama. Because Tanakama held Avadim can be stolen. They're not like karka. They're like metaltelim. Strange that Rav would posek like Da'at Yahid. The Gemara asked that question. Rav Shabik Rabbanan v'Amad k'Rabbi Meir. Rav leaves the opinion of the rabbis as mosek like Rabbi Meir. Amre mishum de baraita ipcha tanya. Oh, because he had a baraita that had the shitot reversed. Which is in, he had another baraita. And the baraita that had the rabbi's opinion as saying that an eved is like karka. So therefore, he mosek like Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah, who's like the Rabbanan of the baraita. So therefore, he's following the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan of the Braita, which is now like the Bimir of the Mishnah. V'rav shabik matnitin v'avid k'braita? What do you mean? You take a Rabbanan of a Braita against the Rabbanan of our Mishnah? Which means, Kaura, a Braita is more, a Mishnah is more genuine, let's say, than a Braita. So what are you taking the Rabbanan of the Braita against the Rabbanan of the Mishnah? But it says, Rav matnitin nami ipcha, tane. Rav also had a reverse in the Mishnah, which means the Mishnah also, he had the shitot reversed, and therefore, both the Mishnah and both the Braita have the shita the other way. And now the Gemara is going to have to explain what that means exactly, that it was the other way, but we will wait for the Gemara to explain that. Comes the Gemara and says, Umay ta'ame de rav da apik matnitim mekame baraita adraba nipuk le baraita mekame matnitim. Why did Rav switch the Mishnah to coincide with the baraita? Adraba switch the baraita to coincide with the Mishnah. Amre Rav namim matnitin ipcha atniyah. No, that's how we learned the Mishnah. He didn't switch anything. The Mishnah, that's his tradition, was that it's reverse, and therefore the Iba, another answer, the Iba etema, kilo apichada mekamehada. You're right. You don't switch a Mishnah if it's one against one. If it's a Mishnah against the Braita, you leave the Mishnah as is. However, hada mekametarte apich. But if it's one against two, if I have two sources that have it reversed, then already I could switch the Mishnah to coincide with the two Braitot. So Gemara says, Detanya, because we have a Braita, Mahalif para bahamor. What's the case over here? You're making Kenyan Halipin. What's the situation over there? The Baal para is Moshech the Hamor. So when he's Moshech the Hamor, so his para automatically, through Kenyan Halipin, goes to the other guy. Again, he's Moshech the para, and the Hamor transfers. What happened over here? Which means the para gave birth, but you don't know when the para gave birth. Did it give birth before the halipin? Therefore, the seller owns it. Or did it give birth after the halipin and the buyer owns it? The sefek is on when the para gave birth. So again, we didn't start a mahlif, para bachamor v'yalda. Or similarly, v'chen mocher, amocher shifchato v'yalda. This time you're selling a shifcha. If it's Kenani, it's niktid b'kesef. That's why you give a case of kesef. And v'yalda, and it gave birth. It gave birth to an eved. You don't know when it was born. So now we give some dinim over here. Ze omer b'reshuti yalda v'halash shotek. One of the guys says, I'm certain it was in my... under my jurisdiction, and the guy keeps quiet. Well, that's a classic case of a bari and a shema. One guy's saying for sure, one guy's keeping quiet, so the bari, of course, wins, and therefore you give it to him. Zachaba, he's okay. Ze omer eni yodeya, veze omer eni yodeya, yachloku. They both say, I don't know where the animal was born. I don't know where the shifcha was born. That's a famous case of mamon, amutab, besafek, yachloku. You have mamon, you don't know who it belongs to, so you split it. You split it. You sell it and you split the money. Or, yeah, we give it to one and the other one compensates. Ze omer b'shuti, veze omer b'shuti. Oh, and the third case. Each guy says, no, it was born in my reshut, it was born in my reshut. Yishava mocher shebirshuto yalda. So the seller has to make a shivua over here. Let's review a law. There's a law called modib miksata ta'ana. What's modib miksata ta'ana? If I admit, you come along and say, you owe me 10,000. I said, I only owe you 5,000. So I'm being modeh b'miksat. I say I owe you 5,000. Now I have to make a shivua that I don't owe the other five. The one that's modeh b'miksat, the Torah makes him make a shivua. In this case over here, the guy that made the halipin, he's admitting and saying, listen, I have no question, I owe you the hamor. Which means I owe you something, but I don't owe you, or I owe you the para, let's say. But I don't owe you the child. That's what he's really saying. He's being modeh b'miksat. While the para is yours, but the child belongs to me. So the one, that's the seller. So the modeh b'miksat has to make the shivua. And the Gemara says, shekol nishba'in shebatorah, nishba'in velo mishalmin. And the law is, once he makes the shivua, he's off the hook. The one that makes the shivua is patur. Therefore he says, I swear that it was born in my reshut. He only gives him the para, and he keeps the valad. Kol nishba'in, the one that makes the shivua is the one that is patur. Devre Rabbi Meir. Anyway, that's the shita of Rabbi Meir of the Braita. V'chamim omrim, en nishba'im, lo ala avadim, velo ala karkaot. Oh, so Chachamim come along and say, what? You don't make a shivua, not on avadim, and not on karkaot. So the rabbis of this Braita are the shita that holds what? Avadim are like karkaot. Whereas Rabbi Meir of this Braita is saying, that no, one of the cases was avadim, and you're making a shivua. So they don't compare avadim to karka. Oh, so therefore, back to the B. The B found two braitot that have it reversed, which means we have two braitot that put the B Meir as the shita that says what? That avadim are not like karka. Okay, so once already he had two braitot like that, he switched to Mishnah as well and said that avadim are not like karka. So basically, we have now three sources, according to Rav, that say the Bimir says avadim are not like karka. But now the question then is, still, what did he say halakha can be Meir then? Halakha should still follow Rabbanan. I don't know, so you switched all, you switched the Mishnah, you switched, you have two Beraitot like that. Still, why are you being posek like Rabbi Meir? Gemara's next question. Gemara says, Halakha still should be like Rabbanan, meaning that what, according to your new version, that Avadim are like Karka, and therefore when you're stealing an Eved, you can just say Areshilcha Nefanecha. Why did Rab say Halakha Ke Rabbi Meir should say Rabbanan? He did that. Hachi ka'amar lemay de afchitu v'tanitu halakha k'Rabbi Meir. According to you, that have a different girsa, the halakha would be like Rabbi Meir. But according to my girsa, that switches to the k'Rabbi, I go like Rabbanan. Meaning, according to the text that we have in our Mishnah, that has Rabbi Meir as saying that Abadim are like Karka. So yeah, according to the text that you switch, I don't have that text that you have. Yeah, halakha would be like Rabbi Meir. But according to my text, in the Chalamim, Al-Khaz Rabbanan, he was saying Al-Khaz according to the text that we have. But in the Chalamim, he had a different text. And if it really holds like Rabbanan, and therefore, Avadim are like Karka, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Meir indeed. Comes the Gemara and says, Umi Amar Rav Avdake Me Karka Edame. Did he say that? Did Rav indeed say that Eved is like Karka? Why not? Ve'amar Rav Daniel Barav Katina Amar Rav Hatokef Be'avdo Shel Havero. What did he do? He grabbed his friend's Eved. Tokef, Mahzik, grabbed it. He seized it. Ve'asabo Melacha. And he worked it. He used the guy's Eved. Patur. He is indeed patur from paying rent. You don't got to pay the rent even. You use the guy's eved. Oh, and if you hold that an eved is like karka, am I patur? Why are you patur? Birsuta de mareka eh. It's still in the possession of the owner. Karka cannot be stolen. What exactly is this question? To understand what the Gemara is asking, we have to go back to what we learned on yesterday's daf that said, remember a guy stole a shor, and he used it, okay? So we have a law that says if a gazlan used somebody else's item, and he got benefits, for example, he plowed his field and things like that, he does not have to pay for the value of the field that became meshubah, right? He just has to pay back the gazelah itself. Okay, what's the logic? Because whenever you steal something, there's something called kinyane gezela. Kinyane gezela means you kone the item for certain things. I'm kone in the sense I'm responsible to return the item back. But under the vahim, I'm not responsible. Similarly, in this case over here, if you say that what? That an eved is not like karka, so therefore I'm kone the eved. Good, I'm kone the eved. But kinyane gezela, and therefore I don't have to pay for the work that I used. I just have to pay back the eved. But if you say kar, it's like karka, and if it's not nigzelet, if you don't have such a thing as kinyane gezela over here, which means the thing is not nigzelet. Therefore, I took somebody else's item. Therefore, the chaura, I have to compensate the person that who I took it from, not I stole it from, who I took it from for the services that I used the eved. Again, understand the question. If I'm a gazlan. There's kinyane gezela. Kinyane gezela tells me what? I'm kone the eved. Therefore, I don't have to pay for what I used the eved for. I got to pay back the eved. My sheikh, if you say I didn't steal it, so therefore, I'm not a gazan. Then I just took an item, and I used somebody else's items on the chavarah. I have to pay back for the services that were rendered. So comes the Gemara's ask the question. The Gemara's question is, Rav, you say that Eved is like Karka. Then why do you make him, why do you say that you don't have to pay? Why did you say Atokef Abdo Shavero V'Alsam Menka Patur? Why Patur? He said that Eved is like Karka. If you only like Karka, am I Patur Bishutad Amareka? It's still in the Rishut of the original owner. We're not a Gazan. We have to pay for the services, for the usage. We're talking about a case. Where really you would have to pay. But you took it at a time where he would not have been working for the master anyway. So therefore, it's nothing out of the pocket of the guy you took it from. He wasn't working for him at that time anyway. He doesn't use him at that time. And therefore, it's like Zenehenev and Zeno Chaser. This guy's benefiting and this guy's not losing out. And therefore, the Gemara says, top line, שלא בשעה מלאכה ראשי, בשעה שאין לו רגיל לעשות מלאכה, או שאין עכשיו לבעליו מלאכה, so there's no work for him to do. זה נהנה וזה אין חסר. לא, זה נהנה וזה לא חסר, is indeed פטור. But אין לכם אמת. If he would have taken him at a time where, let's say, he took from the time of the work, he would have to compensate him for the work. He just took him at a time when there was no melakha being done. Ki ha, deshalach lerabi abba lemori bar mor. Ba'amine meravuna hadar b'chatser haverosh lo medato. A guy lives in his friend's chatser without telling him. He moves into his friend's backyard and he's living there. Tzarik la'ato lo sochar or en tzarik la'ato lo sochar? Do you have to pay him rent or not? So Gemara says, "V'shalchu lo enos tzarik la'ato lo sochar." You don't got to pay him rent. Why? Because the guy wasn't renting it out anyway. So he's not losing out. So zeh nehneh, vezeh lo chaser. So similarly over here also. So I used the guy's eved. He wasn't using it anyway. So therefore, zeh nehneh, vezeh lo chaser. Gemara says, "Hachi hashta." Is that a fair analogy? According to the opinion that says it's always better when a house is settled than not settled. So the guy's benefiting, even though he's not paying your rent. But he fixes things for you, he's living in the house. Always a house that's being lived in is better. Okay, so therefore you don't got to pay him. Ben lemadamad, v'sha'ea yukachar, or according to the opinion that says that the shedim only come into desolate places. But in places that are lived, being lived in, the shedim don't come. So the guy's happy, okay, he's not paying me any money, but at least he's there, it saves me from the shedim. Either opinion, look at that sheet. Betam medvay yativ, zeh adar betocha, ha-hennu lebayit zeh shumi yushab bediyurin. Right, it's always better to have a house that has dwellings in it. Yativ, en chanef vishadar betocha, tas umeshapetz at ketamin. It's always doing fixing for you. So he'll fix it for you, it's better. Or vishayu kachar shedhu, vushmo sha'eha. The name of the shed is called sha'eha. Mekatet sha'arim. It breaks the gates of the house. Vekotlebayit she'en adam dar betocha. So therefore the guy's happy because he has somebody living in the house. Therefore the shedim are not going to attack. However, nihale elaha mi nihale derechosh avde. Oh, exactly like you said. Is the guy happy that he's weakening his eved? So you're right. I don't need him to work right now. But bottom line, now when you return him to me, the guy's all fatigued. That's not a fair example. That's zed nehev zed chaser because my eved got tired now. You weakened him. Kavara says, Amre Akana Meniha. No, he's happy. You know why he's happy? De lo listere avde. Because he doesn't want his Eved to learn batala. He wants his Eved doesn't get spoiled. Good, let him always work. I don't have to learn to become a lazy bum. Therefore, good, you took him, you used him? Good. Let him know that. So therefore, you see that Inikhame Zen Eveze Lo Hasir. And therefore Rav holds that Eved is like karka, and therefore, just like karka is not exiled, Eved is not exiled as well. Be Rav Yosef Barhama, havu takif avde de inche de masik behu zuze ve avde behu melacha. What happened? The house of Rav Yosef, they used to seize avadim of people that owed Rav Yosef money, and they used to use them for their work. And Rav Yosef was owed money, so what did he do? When he sees the Eved, he works it for the day, and that's it. He pays himself back. So Rabba, the son of Rav Yosef, he questioned his father's practice. He said to his father, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Amar Rav Nachman, Avda ni'um karse lo shaveh. Because he told him like this. Rav Nachman said, an Eved is not worth the bread that you feed him. What does that mean? Let's read. Which means, the melacha that he does in the course of a day is less valued than the food that you feed him. And therefore, he says, I'm not causing any loss to the master. Because they don't work enough to pay for the amount that you're feeding them. So therefore, he's not losing anything. So therefore, he says, Adraba, I'm doing them good, I'm working them. So therefore, he's doing more work. Amale, so Rabba tells his father, Em Adam Arav Nachman Bechon Daru Avde Demeraked Bekubet. Yeah, what type of slave was that talking about? That was about a slave like Daru, the slave, that used to dance and make netzanut in the marketplaces, that we didn't do too much work. So he wasn't worth the food that you were feeding him. Kulu avdeh, mebad avdeh. But all other slaves, they work. And therefore, bevadai, their avodah is worth more than the food, the meh, mezonotehim. Good? So therefore, you're being mafsid the adon. Let him go work for the adon. Which means, Rabbi Yosef was saying, what do you mean, I'm feeding him, and I'm taking care of him anyway, they don't work as much as you feed them, and if I'm not losing anything from the adon, he says, no, you are. So he goes, Amale. So he gave him another reason why he's okay. It tells him like this. Good. Amale anak Rav Daniel Svira. No, I hold like Rav Daniel. Damar Rav Daniel Barav Katin Amara Vatokef Ba'avdo Shel Chavero Ve'asabu Melacha Patur Alma Nihale Delo Listeri Avde. Oh, another reason why I'm doing it. Because didn't Rav Daniel teach us that you can take your friend's Eved Zeneh Neve Zolo Haser, and the friend's going to be okay with it because he doesn't want his Eved to be a Batlan. So therefore that's what I'm relying on. Rav Daniel Bar Katina. Hey, so his son answered him, Abale, that, Hani mili de lo maske behu zuze. That's only in a case where the guy doesn't owe you money. More kevan de masik duze, since the guy owes you money, mehzeker beat. It looks like interest. It looks like now you're getting back not only your money eventually, but you're getting your money back plus services from the Eved. When did Rav Daniel say he could take a guy's Eved and use it if he's not using it? Stop, you have no connection to the guy. But if the guy owes you money, now to take it back, that already looks like an extra hana'ah that the Love is giving the Malve, and therefore it looks like the beat. The Amar of Yosef Bar Minyomi, Amar of Nachman, Afa Pisha Amru Hadar Bahasar Chaverosh Lomidato Ensri Klaloto Sachar. Even though we learned just now, if you live in your friend's backyard in his field, you don't have to pay him rent. That's only talking about where you have no connection with him. However, hilvahu. But if let's say you lent him money, because and it looks like you're giving him a favor, which means he lent you money, so now you're going to give him the money back plus free rent in the haser. No good. So therefore, asiyat melacha with other abadim looks like a repeat situation. That's why it's a problem. That's what Rabbah told Rabbi Yosef. You know what the Gemara says? Amale hadribi. I retract. You are correct. Hear that? You told me you're right. But we have a statement. Hattokef sefinato shel havero ve'asaba melacha. You took your friend's boat. You seized your friend's boat. And you did melacha with it. Amar Rav, so Rav said, Ratsa sechara notel. Ratsa pechata notel. But whatever you want, you can take. You want to take rent? How much would it take to rent a boat like this? You could ask the guy for the rent. Or, if let's say the boat depreciated as a result of the work, for the kilkul, you could take that. Either or, whichever one is worse. Whichever is more expensive, the guy that got his boat stolen can ask the gazlan, either pay me for depreciation, or pay me for rent. Ushmuel amar enu notel ela pehata. He says, no, you can only ask for the depreciation. Now, in order to understand this over here, we need to understand this case of it. Rav is saying, well, you can take whatever you want. Rav holds like this. The owner of the sefina has a choice to look at it either as a renter or a gazlan. And therefore, whatever is a bigger damage, you look at him as a thief. So therefore, pay me for the depreciation. You look at him as a renter, pay me for the rent of the boat. Whichever one you want to look at him is, that's the way Rav says you're able to look. Shmuel comes along and says, no, it's Ma'aseh Gezerah. Guy takes somebody else's boat without asking, that's a gazlan, and therefore, you can't ask for demischirut. You can't ask for rental. Because bottom line, when the gazlan takes it, he has kinyanei gezerah, therefore he can only ask to pay back for the what it was worth at the time that he took it, and therefore he has to pay for the depreciation. Good. Amar Rapapa lo peligi. Oh. Rapapa says you should know something. Rav and Shimon are really not arguing. Wow. Had avida le agra, had lo avida le agera. It depends. Which means, that which Rab said you can ask for the rent, that's talking about where the boat is usually rented. It's usually a rental, this boat. So in such a case over there, mistama, the guy took it al menat to pay the rental fee. And therefore he's hayav to pay, if that's the higher price, then Rab will say he has to pay. Now, but since he took it without asking, so you could also judge him like a gazlan. And therefore, if the depreciation is worse, Rav will say, we'll look at it as a gazlan. However, when a sifina is not all meant to be rented, then you only look at it like a gizelah, and that's what Shmuel says, you just pay for the depreciation. So it depends on the case. Then we'll talk about two different cases. Both cases are talking where the boat is for rent. The guy gets rent. And one case is talking where the guy took it with that intention. The boat stands for rent. The guy gets usually rent. And the kavanah, the guy was, when he took it, was to rent it. Oh, so in that case over there, well, you can ask for the rent. But then again, since you didn't ask permission, you can look at him as a gazlan. That's the way Rav said. But the case of Shmuel is talking where he actually took it for the purpose of gazlan. Even though he normally rents it, his kavanah was to be a gazlan. Therefore, you have to pay for the depreciation. Gazal matbeya v'nizdak. So what do we say? He stole a coin.
And it cracked.
And it cracked. Very good. Mishalem kishat gazela. So you koneh the coin, and now you got to pay at the time of the theft. However, if you stole a coin and it became pasul, meaning out of circulation, to a certain degree, so you can just say, Haresh shelcha lefanecha. Amar Rav Huna says, Nizdak mamash. When it says Nizdak, it means it cracked, mamash it cracked. Therefore, the goof of the matbeya itself changed. Therefore, you koneh b'shinui. And therefore, he just has to pay back according to what it was at the time of the geneva. Nifsal, what does nifsal mean? Pesalato malchut. That means the government announced that they're taking this coin out of circulation. And therefore, it's not usable in the shuk. You cannot use it for anything. Oh, in this case over here, he's able to tell him, Hares shelcha lefanecha. Why? Even though lechaorat, big shinui. But it's a shinui she'enu nikar. The coin is the same coin. Nothing happened intrinsically in the coin. So even though the government took it out of circulation, you're able to tell the Nigzal, here's your coin back. You don't have to pay, even though at the time that you stole it, it was worth something. Now at the time you're returning it, it's worth nothing. Doesn't matter. Since that's not a Hezek Shenikar, you're able to return it as is. That's Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda says, Pesalato Malchut, Nameh Hainu Nizdak. If the government took it out of circulation, that's like a broken coin. That's a big shinui. Therefore you koneh, therefore you have to pay according to the Sha'at, Gezerah. Also, what's the case? You say, Hares Shelcha Lefanecha, Elahechi Dameh Nifsal, Shepesalato Medina Zu, Yotzah B'Medina Acheret. This country took it out of circulation, but it's still in circulation in another place. So therefore, in such a case, you can give it to the guy and say, hey, take your coin. Hey, you're right, you can't use it here. Go use it somewhere else. So therefore, it's not considered a full hezek, because since it really can still be used somewhere else. Amar le Rav Chazda. So Rav Chazda said, and therefore that's what the guy can tell him. Here's your coin back. Guys, what can I do with my coin? Go over there and spend it. You can't spend it there, fine. Go spend it somewhere else. She's not kone it because the coin really still has its value. Oh, so now we're going to start questioning. Rav Chazda asks Rav Huna, Lidida, according to you, the Amart, Nifsal, Pesalato Malchut. Where you learned the case of Nifsal is where the government took it out of circulation, correct? Which means what? And therefore you could say, Hare Shilcha Lefanecha, because it says Ekshen Unikar, because bottom line, the coin itself, nothing changed. So therefore you hold that case over there, you can give it back. Oh yeah? What about the case of our Mishnah? Hare Perot Ve'irkivu, fruits that became spoiled, the Yayin Ve'chmitz, wine that became vinegared, it's like pasul malchut. The whole thing became void. You cannot use it. Vinegar, you cannot have no use anymore. And perot, it's like the malchut took it out of circulation. Veketani mishanem kishante gezela. Oh, and how Mishnah says you have to pay according to the time of the gezela. So therefore, the chaura, you're going against the Mishnah by you saying pesalato malchut. You can say areshchalifanecha. That's like fruit that deteriorated. That's like wine that became vinegar. And our Mishnah says, you have to pay kishat gezela lechaura. Rav Huna, you are nistar. You are contradicted from the Mishnah. Amar le. So he comes along and says, Rav Huna says, Hatam nishtane ta'amo v'reho. Hacha lo nishtane. In the Mishnah, the fruit, the smell changed. The wine, the smell changed. The look changed. Something changed. Physical changed. Therefore, you kone it with the change, you gotta pay kashat gezerah. Here, the coin is the same coin, nothing changed. So therefore, you're able to say, there is a difference between the cases. According to you, according to you that learned, that when the malchut takes it out of circulation, that's like a broken coin. Therefore, you coin it. If you have to pay according to the shahat gezelah, oh, what are you going to do with our mishnah? Hare teruma v'nitmet. You have teruma that became tameh. Dechip pesalato malchut. It's like a case of psul malchut, which means you can't do anything with teruma tameah. And what does the mishnah say? V'katani omer hare shelcha lefanecha. What do you mean? According to you, you should say, when it's pesalato malchut, you got to say, you got to pay according to shahat gezelah. Why does the Mishnah say, terumah tameah, you can say, l'shechal fanecha? Amar le, hatam lo minkar ezeka. Hacha minkar ezeka. Interesting. In the case of terumah, when it became tameah, you can't tell anything. The terumah looks exactly the same. That's hezek shenu nikar. Hezek shenu nikar, lo shem hezek. Give it to him as is. Hacha, but in the case of the coins, it's nikar. What do you mean it's nikar? How is it nikar? The coin looks the same. Kanir'eh, it's different now than all the other coins that are being used. Once already they take the coin out of circulation, now they're using all different bills, different coins. So this coin now changed, looks different. So therefore that's considered a sinui, and therefore it's koneh, therefore he could ask to pay according to the shahat. Gizlam Hashem in the Mishnah, Turumah Temeh looks the same like regular Turumah. Therefore, Hezek Shonu Nikar, therefore you can say, Hareh Shelcha, Lefanecha. Gemara continues. Itmar, Hamalve et Haveru al HaMatbeya, Venefsedah HaMatbeya. What did the guy do? Baram Rashi. Hamalve et Haveru Shum Pragmatia. So he gave him merchandise. The guy told him, I'll pay you al HaMatbeya. Shekatzas lo ma'ot. I'll pay you so-and-so sila'im, 10 sila'im for the merchandise that you gave me. By the time the payment came around, they changed the currency. Those coins weren't used anymore, and they used different sila'im. Sila'im hadashim. So I'm machlok at Rav and Shmuel. Rav amar, noten lo matbeya yotze beota sha'a. So Rav comes along and says, you got to pay back. You got to pay back according to the coin that's used at the time of the pira'ot. You accepted a matbeya, selaim. You got to pay back selaim. They changed the currency, so you got to pay back the new currency. Where Shmuel Amar, Yachol Omar Lo, Lech hotziu b'meshan. Go spend it in Meshan. Which means, in this city, they don't use the coins. Or in this Medina, they don't use the coins anymore. But in another place, they're still usable. So he can tell him, listen, here's the coins, but I can't use these over here. My problem, go to Meshan and go use the coins over there. So you could tell him to go to a different place and use it. Okay, that's the din of Shmuel. That she says, top line, Noten l'matbeah hayotze b'shat pera'on. That's Rav Shita. According to Rav, you got to give him the new currency. Noten no matbeah hayotze b'shat pera'on dehakibil alav latet l'matbeah. You said I'm going to give you a matbaya. Quadrav is not a matbaya anymore. This is out of currency. So he says that this is only talking about over here when it comes to a situation of prakmatya, merchandise. Mm-hmm. But if he lent him money, whatever coin he
lent him,
whatever he lent him, that's what he pays back. It needs to be understood exactly what's the difference between those two items, between prakmatya and money. We'll try to see a hailuk in a second. But let's go further. Shmuel holds what? No, go to Meshan. Amar Avnachma, Mistavra, Miltad Shmuel, or Miltad Shmuel, Di'it Ne'urha, Le'mezan Le'meshan. Oh, where the guy normally has a derech that he goes to Meshan. Aval, Le'et Le'urha, no. You can't just give a guy and tell him go to China. The guy never goes to China. Only talking about a guy where he normally has a derech anyway to go to Meshan. So then you can tell him, listen, you go there anyway, so use the coins over there. But if a guy does not have a derech to that place at all, then already he's not gonna let him not pay for that over there. Okay. Because you could say, I told you I'm going to pay you a matbeya. This is a matbeya to a place that you go to. It's not like it's not a matbeya. You go to Meshan. Good. Eti be Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava asked a question. Rav Nachman. Again, Rav Nachman was the one that explained Shmuel. He restricted him. Afka, he has a derech to Meshan. But if he doesn't have a derech to Meshan, you can't give him the coins. Okay. En mahalin ala ma'ot shenam yotzot. Okay, we have a din of Hilul Ma'asir Sheni. Ma'asir Sheni, that's in the first, second, fourth, and 50 years of the Shemitah cycle. Sometimes the fruit is so abundant that you cannot take it up to Yerushalayim. So what do? You take the kiddushah of the Ma'asir Sheni, mahalil ranei, coin. So there's different restrictions that the Torah makes, what type of coin you're allowed to make halul ma'asir sheni in. Anyway, you take that coin, you bring it to Jerusalem, you spend that money on food, and eat it in Jerusalem. That's the hadin of halul. So the din is like this. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a coin that is in currency. You cannot use a coin that does not take it. Ketzad, what's the case? Look at Rashi for a second. Al ma'ot she'en yotzot klal birushalayim. It's got to be a currency in Jerusalem. That's where you're going to spend it. Delav kesef tzura karinam de. One of the din neem is it has to be vitzarta kesef. It has to be a picturesque coin. And the part of the neem is also that it has to be a coin that has usage. So Gemara says, Ketzad, hayu lo ma'ot kozbiyot yirushalmiyot. He had ma'ot kozbot. What is ma'ot kozbot? There was a guy called Bar Koziva. He lived in the times of Rabbi Akiva. And Ben Koziva, he lived 50 years after the Churban Bayit Sheni, he waged a revolt against the Romans. He was a very powerful man. Rabbi Akiva even thought he was Mashiach at one time. They called him Bar Kochba. But then eventually he was a false Mashiach, and they called him Bar Koziba. Koziba means the liar. In any event, he minted his own coin, Bar Koziba. Old coin. And these were out of circulation already. So if a person found an old, you know, Kozbiyot coin from Yerushalayim, so it says, Oshil Melachim Rishonim, all that's from the early kings, and Mehalelim. You can't use those coins, because those coins are not used. They're not currency. Therefore, they cannot be used in for Ma'asir Sheni Halud. The Gemara makes a diuk. Ha'ashil Acharonim, but if you use latter coins, Dumiyad Rishonim, that are similar to the earlier coins, Mehalelim. What are these later coins, as she says? Hashir Acharonim, the Nafkeh b'Medina Acheret. All right, they're used in a different Medina. V'dumiyad Rishonim v'kech de'en yotzot kan, b'mkomo. Again, they're not accepted in Jerusalem, but they're accepted somewhere else. Shel ba'al habayit shenifsalu b'kan. Which means, they're accepted, let's say, somewhere else, where the ba'al habayit is. But the pasul over here in Yerushalayim. And we say what? You're able to use it. Rashi mechadirin. Next Rashi mechadirin. Af agav delet deor haleatam b'mkom shiyotzim sheri b'Yerushalayim sadik lelech olotzian. Exactly, which means this guy over here, he does not have a derech to the place where they're going to use the coins. Let's go to, for example, they're using the coins in Meshan. But the guy goes to Jerusalem, he's not going to Meshan. So the guy got to spend the money in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. So therefore, Kasha le'Rav Nachman alibadishwud amal abal let le'urcha le'Meshan, no. According to Rav Nachman, he explained to Shmuel, that if the guy doesn't normally go to Meshan, it's not considered a matbaya, it's not considered currency. But when it comes to Ma'asir Sheni, that even though it's not accepted in Jerusalem, and it's accepted somewhere else, you're not going to that place, because you're going to Jerusalem, you're not going to Meshan, still we say the coins are viable coins you can use it for, Chilul and Ma'aser Sheni. So therefore you don't need a derech to the place for the item to be considered a matbeya. That's basically Gemara's question. Gemara says, Amaleh, Hachamim Ma'askina. No, you know what we're talking about? Bekeshe'en Malchuyot Makpidot Zu Al Zu. The situation is talking about over here where the governments are not makpid on each other. Which means they allow you, number one, to hold the coins, even though you have a Meshan coin in Yerushalayim, and you'll be able to spend it, which means, let's say somebody comes from Meshan to Jerusalem, the government will allow you to use the coin. So they're right, you have to spend it in Jerusalem. You'll be able to spend it. You know why? Because when the guy comes from Meshan to Jerusalem, says, oh, you're from Meshan, I have coins for you. Let me do a business with you. And the government allows that. Oh, so that's considered a matbeya. Oh, Elaki Amar Shmuel. When did Shmuel say that you have to have a derech to Meshan? Kishemalchiyot makpidot zu'azu. He must have been talking about in a case where the government is makpid. If the government is not makpid, so then it's yotzet. But Shmuel is talking about a case what? That where the malchiyot are makpid. So the Gemara says, if the case is talking about where the malchiyot are makpid, and therefore, the only way the coin is considered a coin is he has to have a derech to Meshan. Hold it. How are you ever going to get it to Meshan? If the government is makpida, you should not allow to have other currencies in your pocket, in your possession. They're going to confiscate it. On the way to Meshan, the customs are going to take it out of your possession. So how are you going to ever get to Meshan if the case of Shimon Torah where the government is makpid? Look at Rashi. Kishemalkiyot makpidot. She says, he has a way to Meshan. How can I get there? When they customs, they check them. They're going to take it away, they're going to confiscate it. So I'm paying you back of Meshan. Because I know you travel to Meshan. What's it going to help me? By the time I get to Meshan, the coins are confiscated. So what does that mean? If it's the Melchior to Mechpidot. So he says, no, not so simple. He can bring it, he can smuggle them in, they really don't check that good. That she says, yeah, if they find it, they'll be but they don't really check that much. If he has to go to Meshan, הוא איל ואין יכול להראותם בכם מפרש שהיה לבני משן הבאים כאן אם רוצה לא יקבלם. Right, which means he cannot accept if people from Meshan are going to come to him, he won't be able to use the coins. Because then it's Beferesh, yeah, people are going to see him using Meshan coins in a place where he doesn't belong, where those coins don't belong. But he can smuggle them out. So if when you tell the guy, yeah, I'm paying you back, what am I going to do with these coins? They took them out of the currency. Go to Meshan. Right. Oh, now he's asking me to go smuggle. It's okay, put them in your pocket, they're not going to check you so much. But you're right, he can't spend it over here. Because if he spends it in the place where people come from Meshan to him, that's obvious, people see the currency being used, they're going to confiscate it. So if he's still considered matbeya ayyidei adahak. Therefore, I bought merchandise, I pay you back in these coins, go there. Alright, what about the inspection? Most of the time they don't check you anyway. It's okay, go spend it over there. If they find it, they're going to be makpid. But it's enough that it's not a guarantee that they're going to take the coins away because they really don't check so good. So therefore, you can smuggle it if you don't have to worry about it. Tashema in mechadirin al ma'ot shel kan vehen bebabel veshel babel vehen kan shel babel vehen bebabel mechadirin. Okay, let's just get terminology. We're talking about again halul ma'aseh sheni. Shel kan is Eretz Yisrael. Shel sham is babel.
Okay, now what is the deen over here? Look at Rashi. En mehalilin al ma'ot shel kan vehem bebavel. So you have mamon of Eretz Israel, and they're in Bavel. So you're in Bavel, you have money of Israel, Jerusalem money, in Bavel. You cannot make a ma'aseh on it. Chaura, why not? Look at Rashi. En mehalilin ma'aseh shni al ma'ot shel kan Yerushalayim, v'ma'ot v'ba'alim bebavel. Why? Sham. So bottom line, they're not usable in Bavel. You cannot use these coins right now where you are. It has to be ra'ui, according to the Pesukim in the Torah, immediately. Yerushalayim, well, not the opposite. You have Babylonian coins in Yerushalayim. Again, you cannot use the Babylonian coins, they're not currency. The perot lo shani lan kol echad itnu. I don't care where the perot are. Perot don't have to be in front of you when you make halul. The perot we're not discussing. We're just discussing the currency. Yechod lechad lan v'en chos Yerushalayim. Katani miyad. But what's the question? Partial quotation. En mehalin ala ma'ot shel kan v'en bebavel. You cannot use Jerusalem coin in Bavel. Alma fagav di itlo urhal lemeshan kegon hachad esofo lalot kan. He has a direct Yerushalayim. The guy's going to Yerushalayim, obviously, because he has to make the halul. So what do you see over here? So you see, it's not called ma'ot. Again, the guy's in Bavel. I'm using Jerusalem coins. What do you want? And I'm on the way to Jerusalem. So therefore you see what? Even if you have a derech, it's not considered a matbaya. Shmuel, your whole deen was, you go to Meshan, it's a matbaya. I'm going to Jerusalem. Yeah, no good. Why no good? The chavra, the coin should be good for ma'aser. It should be considered a matbaya. That's the question against Rav Nachman. So Gemara says, "Katani miha." Read it inside the Gemara. Katani miha. En mehalelin al ma'ot shel kan, ve'en bebavel. You cannot use Jerusalem money in Bavel. Afagav the sofol lemesak lehatam. Even though you're going to be ending up going there, you're going to go up there. Again, we're talking about over here where he's going to Jerusalem, but they're going to confiscate the money from him. They don't let you take money from one place to another place. Therefore, they're going to give you a hard time. So one of the cases of right there was what? If you have Babylonian money in Babel, it's good. What's good? He still can't take it up. Still not about Bayah. There, at least, I could use the currency in Bavel to buy a behema and take the behema up to Yerushalayim. I have pirot. I have sacks and sacks of pirot. I can't take up the pirot up to Jerusalem. It's too much. Take a Bavel coin in Bavel, make a chalut. Now take the coin. I could spend it in Bavel, buy a behema, and take the behema and I'll go up to Yerushalayim. Use it for ma'aser sheni. So that works. Good. Wait. What are you even telling me? That I can't take Bavel coins to Jerusalem and all this business. The rabbis made a takana. Shiyehu. What's that bit? Shiyehu. Kol ha-ma'ot yotzot b'Yerushalayim mepnei kach. In Jerusalem, they made all currencies acceptable currencies. That all money changes in Jerusalem. All currencies were taken in Jerusalem. Why? Because you had the Mahasit HaShekel. So people came up from all over the world to give their Mahasit HaShekel. They needed a change. This guy's coming with one currency, this guy's coming with another currency. So therefore, what are you telling me, lechaora, every coin should be taken in Jerusalem, and therefore what? Why did it say, ve'lo al shil babel ve'hen kan? The last case of the Braita was, if I'm using Babylonian currency in Jerusalem, no good. Why not? Because it's not, I can't spend it. What? You can! Right. We learned that all currencies were used in Jerusalem. So why did the Beraita say Velo shel Bavel ven b'Yerushalayim? That's a stomach question. That's not a question against Rav Nachman. It's a stomach question on the Beraita. So Gemara says, Amar b'Yisrael l'kashya. From the zman shiyad Yisrael takifa al umot ha'olam. Kam zman shiyad umot ha'olam takifa al atzman. That's a Ginahor language. Which means when the Jewish people are powerful and they're running the government and they're on top, and you're right, then all currencies were used in Yerushalayim, then you could use Babel currency. And but when the Goyim were takif on themselves, meaning on us, they don't want to say it like that, then already the currencies were not, they were makpid, and therefore you would not be able to. So the Beraita was stated in a time where Yad Yisrael was not takif.
So therefore, if you use Babel coins in Yerushalayim, it's a problem. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Tanur Banan, Ezo Matbeah Shel Yerushalayim. Stop, what did the coin of Jerusalem look like? David Ushlomo Mitzad Echad, Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh Mitzad Acher. So you had the, it was written. On one side of the coin is written David Ushlomo, and the other side it was written Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. Then the Gemara says, Matbeah Shel Avraham Avinu. What was the coin that Avraham Avinu minted a coin? What was his coin? Ve'ezu Matbeah Shel Avraham Avinu. Zaken uskena mitzad echad, old man and old lady on one side, that's Avraham and Sarah. Ubachoru betula mitzad acher, and the young bachor and betula, that was Yitzhak and Rivka, that was on the other side. Yitzhak was Rivka, zekena uskena Avraham ve Sarah.
Name or picture?
How are their names? Yeah, it just said, no, it just didn't say their names even. It said Zaken Uskena. And the other side said Bahuru Betula.
Yeah.
Which is alluding to Yitzhak and Rivka and Abraham. And said, no pictures, just words. Words on the coin. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen, amen.